We're talking this morning about whether or not one race or one ethnic group can own a particular art form. Do Latins own salsa? Do people from the South, whites from the South, own country music? Do blacks own stepping? There was a step competition recently. Step is a kind of dance that has deep roots in African-American culture, dating all the way back to African stomping dance. But in a recent national competition, a group of white college students from Arkansas beat out their black competitors, and they took home a $100,000 prize. Until the judge reversed their original decision and decided the black students from Indiana had tied the white team. And for the students, the competition ended there. For the rest of us, that's the beginning of this conversation. Joining us is LaToya Peterson. She's editor of the website racealicious.com. And also with us is Lester Spence, political science professor at Johns Hopkins University. But Lester, a stepping dancer at your fraternity when you were going to school, right?
Well, I'm not a step dancer, but I marched.
You marched. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a little different thing.
When I hear dance and stepping, the two don't really go together for me.
Yeah, they. Okay. Well, you know, this step. I love step. I can't get enough of this, but it is very associated with historically black colleges. It's very associated with the black fraternities and black sororities. It's kind of been owned for a very long time by African Americans in college. So explain to us this competition and why this particular form of art is so central to African American culture.
So stepping begins in black fraternities and sororities. Around the World War II era, what happens is black fraternity members who had service in the military start to bring that type of military precision and performance into their fraternities, and then sororities later picked up on it. And it's a way for us to emphasize pride in our organizations, and it's also a way for us to express the values of group cooperation, group initiative, and group loyalty.
Okay. So, LaToya, in this competition in Atlanta, and you watch these videos, both of these groups that eventually took home a prize were extremely good. But when the white team competed, the audience went crazy. They were cheering and they were on their feet. It was an incredible routine. But when they won, when that was announced, this is what the crowd said.
All right, y'all. Let me reiterate that this is from the judges' scores. That is what we are doing here. They tally the judges' scores up. Double-check the judges' scores.
So, LaToya, I should emphasize that the judges were African-American. So why the difference? Why cheering for them while they perform and then not okay with it when they win?
Interestingly enough, some of our commenters pointed out that some of it could have been due to the novelty of seeing a white team, which would have got them kind of a higher crowd participation. And so you would have accounted for some of the cheering that you saw initially. But I don't think necessarily that the audience, which appears to be a predominantly black from the limited screen, limited panning that I saw, expected them to actually go ahead and take the entire competition. And I feel like it's kind of the routines themselves were fairly close. It kind of comes down to what you were looking for in a step routine, where the AKAs had a lot more creativity in their moves, and they were a little bit more loose in their interpretation of what the step routine should be, whereas the ZTA team was definitely a lot more regimented, and they did a lot more heavier stepping. They also had a lot more people on their team to execute more of the moves.
ZTA was the white sorority that won originally. And I want to ask you, Lester, did you get a chance to see the videos of these two teams?
I saw them both, and I saw them both again. What's really important for listeners to realize is that the judges were black, but none of them were in fraternities or sororities. Anthony Anderson is an actor. I love his work. I think he's an excellent comedian, but he doesn't really know much about stepping. So what that really means is while they're able to say this is really good versus this not, they're not really able to judge between two really close groups. So when I saw the show, the AKs did a one-legged step. That's really, really, really difficult to pull off, right? I mean, on that step alone, I would have given them the prize, but I can understand why the audience booed. It's partially a racial thing, but it's also partially a testimony on the judges kind of being illegitimate.
Okay, but LaToya, it feels to me like we're kind of missing the point here, which is that at some point, a white team is going to win, and there will be no argument about merits. It's just that, you know, the judges' scores you have to accept, right? I mean, that's just it. I mean, does it matter what color the team is?
It ultimately shouldn't, but this is kind of like the step version of getting a Starbucks in your neighborhood. A lot of people are wary, and they're having this backlash, and it's prompted all of this discussion, not necessarily because this one team shouldn't have won, but it's more because it's kind of a harbinger of things to come. And I believe one of your listeners had brought up the fact that, you know, blacks don't own jazz. But there's just been this history of erasure from art forms that we began or that we started. And, you know, combine that with the fact that white artists in, you know, what's quote-unquote a black space get disproportionately more media attention. Like, would we have heard about this step competition if the winners weren't white? Which puts some interesting dynamics into the question. I don't think it's so much about ZTA winning this one competition. In the grand scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal. You know, they became involved in stepping as part of a unity night at their college. And so a black team actually taught them, and they swapped traditions, and that's how they've been stepping for 15
or so
years.
And they clearly love it. LaToya right. Peterson, editor of the website racialicious.com. Lester Spence, political science professor at Johns Hopkins. We're wondering what you think. What is your take on this whole issue? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment to thetakeaway.org.